Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from the great state of Texas. It has been a minute, I know, and thank you for those of you who checked up on me just to make sure that I was okay. I took a month and a half long spiritual sabbatical. I needed some time to just spend with the Lord and recharge and regroup. I knew that some things were coming up that were going to take all of my energy and focus, and I just needed some time to relax and rest and read and pray and fast and do all of those things to get myself spiritually, physically, emotionally, and psychologically ready. So I apologize for being gone so long, and I'll try not to be gone so long in the future. Thanks so much for all the love. I really, really appreciate it. So today I want to talk to you about the fact that you have freedom in Christ. And so for those of you who are free, because you're saved, because you've asked Jesus into your heart, this is going to sound a little harsh, and I don't mean it in an ugly way. I mean it in an empowering way. You're already free, so act like it. Did you catch that? You're free. You're no longer in shackles. You're no longer chained to the lies of the enemy. You are no longer subject to the rules and rigor. You are no longer in religious chains. You're free, so act like it. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Even if you were in a jail cell like Paul, he still praised God because he knew he was free on the inside. Come on, somebody. Y'all are free. You have to stop acting like you're the victim. You're not the victim. You're the victor. Satan is the one who's about to be bound for 1,000 years in chain in the pits of hell. Not you, baby. You're going to heaven. 1 Corinthians 6:12, "Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything." You know, that verse gets taken out of context a lot, and everybody doesn't understand that verse. That verse right there is about legalism. You have freedom of choice. God has given you that freedom. Now, what you do with that says a whole lot about your character and spiritual maturity. If you know that drinking a glass of wine is going to make your sister or brother stumble because alcoholism runs in their family, then you shouldn't drink around them. You know, as a minister, I don't drink because I took a vow not to drink, not because I think it's some horrible thing, but I know for me, it probably would be addictive. I have that type of personality and background where depression runs rampant. And so I will do things, take things to make myself calm down and feel better. So I know I shouldn't be drinking. See, that's just wisdom. John 8:36, but let me back up. "But I have the freedom to drink or not drink." The Bible says, "Do not be drunk with wine." Moving on. John 8:36. "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Baby, you're free. Act like it. Galatians 5:1, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." You are no longer under the yoke of the rules of the Old Testament. For example, Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, the rules about food. Now, I grew up with those laws because I went to a church that followed those dietary laws. But you know what? It turns out that those dietary laws were pretty much on point. Pork is not good for you. Shrimp is not good for you. Catfish is not good for you. A lot of the things that it said don't eat, they aren't good for you. Now, can you eat them? Sure you can. You absolutely most certainly can. Galatians 5:1, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Galatians 3:22. But the scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin, so that what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. You have freedom in the word. You have freedom based on the promises in his word. Ephesians 3:12, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Because Christ died for us, you have the confidence in that your righteous living, your hope, your faith, your striving for excellence every day, your repentance of sin, your love for humanity, your compassion, those things are allowing you to live free until the day of Jesus' return. Psalms 119:45, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. Galatians 5:13 and 14 says, you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in sinful nature, rather serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself. But I want you to get that part where it says you do not have the freedom to indulge in sinful nature. You know, people get it twisted. Oh, I'm saved now, so all I can, you know, if I do whatever, then I'm just going to say, sorry, Lord, he's going to forgive me, and, you know, it's all good. Now, that's true. And yet, if you continue to do that, and it's a habitual sin, and it's now a stronghold, that's different. You are willfully sinning. That's not a slip-up. That's a conscious decision to do something. There's a difference. Don't get it twisted. Do not twist the words of God. Romans 6:22. But now that you have been set free from sin and become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness. And the result is eternal life. You know, people don't like that word holiness. They don't like the word righteous. They don't like the word sin. And they don't like the word repentance. Well, too bad. If you want freedom, you need to repent. If you want freedom, you need to try to live a holy, righteous life free from sin. And finally, 1 Peter 2:16, live as free men, but do not use your freedom to cover up for evil. Live as servants of God. So I pray that you were blessed by today's word, and I know some of you are going to be hung up on my comments about alcohol. You know, it's just my own personal opinion that it's not good for you, for you to be doing, because, you know, it's funny. And then I think it's not a coincidence that when you go to a liquor store, it says spirits. And I'm going to leave you with that thought. Again, no judgment, just pointing out some facts for you to observe and think and pray about. Let the Lord reveal to you where you have freedom and where you should have limits. Be blessed.